Hi, welcome to Down to the Second, and I'm your host, Deborah. Yes, Deborah with the French accent. And we will be discussing anything and everything from Christianity to being a woman in the 21st century to your skincare routines and your hair, obviously. I can't forget your hair. I hope you guys have an amazing time and we get to share some really sweet stories and moments.
Hi, and welcome to Down to the Second. I'm your host, Deborah. Yes, Deborah Kalobo with that French accent, a distinct accent that you have already become accustomed to. I am officially back. Yes, guys, season 7 is starting off with a bang. I know you guys might be asking, Deb, where have you been? Well, girls and guys, this has been an amazing journey, and I cannot thank you guys enough for being the listeners that you are. But Deb has been very busy in these last few months. Why am I talking about myself in the third person? We don't know. But anyway, so there's been a lot of ups and downs. I am now in a very new environment, learning so much. And it has taken a bit of time to grow, adapt, and, you know, just, you guys already know how I feel about change. So that's what was happening. Change. Right? So, with that being said, I would like to get you guys super hyped for season 7 of Down to the Second. I mean, season 7 is a big, big deal. But I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you guys that has been listening consistently, day in and day out, in the ups and during the downs. I just would like to thank you so much for that. None of this would have been possible without the listeners, but none of it would have been possible without God himself. I mean, he just gives me the time and the grace to do this, and all the glory has to go to him. At the end of the day, every single message that is put out on this platform, in this podcast, is something that he put on my heart, and I believe that I couldn't and would not be able to do it if it were not for him. So, with that being said, I want us to go into a topic that has been kind of hitting closer to home than expected. You know, when something comes up and you're just like, whew, I felt that in my soul. That is where this topic is all about. It is just simply titled, The Rescue. Now, we live in a world where we're constantly looking for help and seeking assistance from every other thing, except God. But in today's episode, what we're going to do is we're just going to take a few or three Bible characters and just break it apart so that we can understand that nothing under the sun is new and that our rescue will always be in God, right? So, first up is Daniel. Now, you guys already know who Daniel is. He's the original lion whisperer, right? So, can you imagine being stuck in a den full of hungry lions, but God just says, you know what? Calm down, lions. You are not taking a bite out of my son. You are not about to touch this boy, because that is not the lesson of the story. This is not the moral of the story. Daniel was an advisor to the king, and he was thrown into a lion's den simply because he stood by what he believed. And the whole point of being thrown in a lion's den was with the intention that these lions would be hungry, ferociously hungry, and ready to tear him apart and turn him into the next piece of juicy, tender steak. But God had other plans. He wanted to show the people that because David had faith in him and trusted him, he, the God of all, the God of above everything, was able to protect him from the lion. Now, if you think about it, in today's world, we are faced with many, many adversities. One of them being being able to stand on the word that we call the Bible and being backed up by the Bible or being protected for being Christians. We live in a world where we're not allowed to basically say, I'm Christian. These are the laws and regulations I believe in. And if you do not want to trust and believe in that, that's fine, but don't put your agendas on me. And we are being faced by these lions that are ready to tear us apart just for having a say and a stance in what and who we believe in. We need to remember that we need to trust God above all. And that even when we are faced with the toughest circumstances where we have to look down these lions in the eyes and tell them, not today. He is got our back. He will not let the world tear us apart because we believe in him. But because we believe in him, the world needs to see that we are protected by him. Right? So, the next bit or the next character that we are going to be touching on is Joseph, the original hustler turned VIP. This man was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Now, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've mentioned this quite often. I only have brothers. So if these boys decided they were going to sell me, I'd come back to haunt him. In Jesus' name. But this poor guy couldn't catch a break. He got sold into slavery. He got into Potiphar's house. He was chased down by Potiphar's wife after she tried to seduce him. And then he got thrown into jail. This man just could not catch a break. But did that get him down? Or did he let this get to him? No. With a little help from God and a very amazing skill of interpreting dreams, Joseph goes from rags to riches, and he saves Egypt from a famine and becoming the Pharaoh's right-hand man. Not only that, you see those same brothers that sold him into slavery? He managed to help them in this situation. What does this mean? Well, basically, how I would put it is this. Sometimes the closest people in your life will turn their backs on you because of certain gifts, certain skills, certain blessings that are upon your life. And people closest to you are the ones that might betray you the hardest. But you should not let that harden your heart. You should not let that become your mission. Just put everything in God's hands. He knows why you are in the prison. Because it was in the prison that the Pharaoh heard about Joseph's ability to translate dreams. It was while he was in the prison that he was able to talk to people about the God he serves. And sometimes the people that we love the most put us in these prisons, and that stifles us and stops us from spreading the message, from being the people and using our skills. Don't let that happen to you. Be the Joseph of your generation. Be the one that has a gift that is worth fighting for, the gift that will get you out of the prison. But even while you are in the prison, don't stop praising God. Don't stop letting his word be known. Because at the end of the day, it all goes back to him. It all leads back to him. I know it's not easy sometimes. I mean, it's easier said than done. But in the long run, we have to understand that we cannot hold grudges against those that hurt us the most. But we also have to understand that these difficult, tough times, they are literally there to build our character so that we are able to handle the blessing that comes in the future. All right, so our last and final, can I say, character to relate to would be Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I mean, these guys were not about to bow down to any golden idols. And because they refused to bow down to golden idols, they got thrown into a furnace hotter than a summer's day in the desert. And can you guess what happens afterwards? Well, three men got thrown into the fire. Four men were seen walking out of it. What does this mean? It means that God himself and these guys walked out without breaking a sweat or burning a piece of hair. Now, that is a miracle, first of all, but it's also a testimony to how we are walking literally every day through furnaces, through fires, putting them out with God by our side. It means that wherever we tread, whatever situation, circumstance, or even anything that goes remotely off, God is there right there beside you, protecting you, making sure that you are taken care of. This is when we have to stand up for what we believe in as Christians. This is when we have to put our foot down and say that we will not bow down to certain agendas and certain things because that is not who we are. That's not what we believe in. That is when we are walking in the fire. And during that time, God doesn't abandon us. He walks with us. He makes sure that not a single hair on our head is touched. So next time you feel like you are under immense pressure, so hot that you can feel it boiling in your blood, just know that God is walking with you and you are not going to get scorched. You are protected 101%. And with that in mind, I need you guys to know that being rescued by God is not a bad thing, but also being in the fire, being in the prison, being in the lion's den, it is not completely all bad. It is the moment where God builds your character. That is when your faith is truly tested. That is when we come to see what character you have in you. And that character is the character of God, one that is always trusting in Him, one that is not afraid to be eaten alive sometimes, and one where you put aside every single thing that the world is telling you to bow down to, and you are just saying, I do not care because I'm walking in what God believes in me. I'm walking in what God believes and in me. Yes, that's Deb speak. You'll use your words. So, what's the moral to all of these epic tales, you might ask? Well, it's very simple. Just to summarize today's episode, it's that when life throws you into the lion's den, remember to keep the faith. Whenever you're facing hungry lions or shady siblings or a fiery furnace, just know that God's got your back. At the end of it all, we are all going to go through the toughest times, and it's only with God that we'll get through it. A lot of people think that just because we're Christians, we're not going to get tested, tried, or even go through a tough time. But it's because we are Christians that all of that is going to happen. Because at the end of it all, we need to have a testimony so that people can see the greatness of God. So, just remember that we can always count on God to swoop in and save the day. We can always count on Him to make the lions seem like pet kittens. And that He's the one that is able to make a fire feel like as just a small braai or barbecue. As net 'n klein braai. So I just want you guys to know that I do not know what you're going through today, but I want you to know that He is always there with you. He's going to walk with you, and you just need to put your trust and your faith in Him. Talk to someone, especially someone who knows their Bible and actually has a very good relationship with God, like a pastor or a leader. They will also tell you how to, or not tell you, more like advise you on what to do when you're facing certain circumstances. So yeah, that's basically all I have to say. I need to find a better way to like sign out. So I think this entire season is going to be dedicated to finding nice ways of signing out. But with that being said, I want you to know that you are awesome. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You're handsome. God loves you. Jesus is your best friend. And I want you to know that everything matters down to the second. Okay, that's definitely staying in my sign-in. I'm keeping that one.